Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed in the red across the board, with corn down 2 cents. It rallied in the last little bit. Beans down 14 to 15 cents, and then wheat futures lower as well, down about 2 to 3 in Chicago, and then 4 to 5 cents lower in Kansas City. Some of the outside influences today, the U.S. dollar index was up 46 points, which yesterday it was down about a point. So the fact that it rebounded was it'll put a little bit of pressure on grains, as well as every commodity. Crude oil today is also down hard, down $4.34. And so the grain trade is really just taking back everything that it added on yesterday. We hadn't taken it all back, but 14 cents lower in the beans, it gained 25 yesterday. So it's just giving a little bit of the trade back. There isn't much fundamental change in terms of grain futures today. Nothing's really changed. There's not any real weather scare or anything of that nature that would switch things. The last week or so, we've had one big change, and that's the Russian import or export tariff. That began February 1st, and so that made things around the world a little bit more competitive in terms of the export market for grains.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds returned to the sell side after yesterday's big push. They were the really big buyers yesterday, bought 20 and 30,000 contracts of corn and beans, but they returned to the sell side just marginally. So that was a big factor. We had ethanol production today, which was a drop from last week. With oil prices of oil moving around, it affects the ethanol production and the price and break-evens. But it was a little bit lower on the week, the lowest we've seen in a couple of months. Stocks increased again to the highest level since the summer of 2012. And then profit margins are about even this week in Iowa ethanol prices. Another thing affecting it, again, is what's going on in the Black Sea region and the export markets in regards to wheat. But other than that, there's not anything until next a week from today, or next Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to have a few USDA updates. Tomorrow's export sales report for beans is estimated to be 450 to 650,000 metric tons, which is really pretty light. For wheat, 300 to 450, and corn, 800 to 950. All of those are pretty light.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 75 at 153 even, April down 192 at 148.65, March feeder cattle down 277 at 196.72, April down 305 at 196.85, February lean hogs down 210 at 65.10, April down 275 at 68.12. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 6 1/4 at 552 3/4, May down 5 1/2 at 556. March Chicago wheat down 2 3/4 at 511, March corn down 2 1/4 at 383 1/2, July down 2 at 399. March soybeans 15 lower at 972, and July down 14 1/4 at 983 3/4. March cotton down 22 at 61.23, and May down 41 at 61.42. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.